It's ironic that the pioneers and champions of religious liberty and freedom were Christians. At the same time, much of the fear today is because of the corrupt state churches in the past. So take, say, the French, where you have a very clear example. The cry of the French Jacobins, radicals in the revolution, was, we want to strangle the last king with the guts of the last priest. In other words, a little gory, but you get the idea. You had a church and a state, both corrupt, both in collusion, and both oppressive. So the revolution threw off both. And in France, in 1789 and today, if you're in favor of faith, you're reactionary. And if you're in favor of freedom, you're secularist. Now, that is the principal reason for European secularity. It's a powerful continent-sized reaction to the corrupt state churches in the past. And that fear is very, very powerful. Now, in America, at a far lesser level, I hope no one will misunderstand this, you can see now in the younger generation a massive, tragic defection from the Christian faith. And the reason is something that some of us have warned about for 30 years. The unwisdom and the excesses of the religious right. Now, don't for a minute think they're like the corruptions of the European state churches. But the religious right has made so many bad mistakes, has politicized the faith, that now there's a massive turning away, not just from the religious right, but from faith altogether. And this is tragic. So Christians are part of the solution. We pioneered religious freedom. But sadly, both in America and in Europe, especially in Europe, we are part of the problem too. We've got to recognize that, the evils of the past.